Welcome to A Joy to Be Me, a podcast empowering women out of overwhelm, uncertainty, and breakdown to love and embrace who they are. Tune in to learn how to avoid the pitfalls of burnout and start following your ultimate bliss. It's time for the modern woman and mother to start taking her pleasure seriously and let her creativity flow and pursue her big and beautiful dreams. I'm your host, Lydia Joy. Let's have some fun. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you had a fabulous weekend, at least as best as you could. I am so happy that the weather is nice because let me tell you, I so missed my nature therapy deep in the woods. I got some this weekend. And it is definitely one of the most powerful healing tools that we all can access. So make sure you are getting out there, connecting in nature as best you can. In this episode today, I wanted to talk about what mineral balancing actually is. I realize I'm not sure that I ever expounded on it. It's a term that I'm using pretty much on the daily. I have an Instagram account called Holistic Mineral Balancing that I started, you know, based on the practitioner training. So I thought I'd dive into that because I think it is going to be helpful. And I got to tell you guys, I think this modality is the future of holistic health care. So that said, several years ago, it was probably 2015, I believe, I had been approached many, many times to help my colleagues learn more about HTMA and minerals. And so when I began creating the practitioner program, teaching them, I had to come up with a name for it. And you know, we tossed around a bunch of things and we just decided on holistic mineral balancing and it just stuck, you know. It then seemed after we came up with that name that it was a term others were using too. So it really resonated with others who had been working with the HTMA piece and minerals, et cetera. So it is not nutritional balancing. It's different because that is actually a specific protocol program based by Dr. Wilson. So it's not to be confused with that. When I say mineral balancing, I'm talking about how I approach a holistic health path for my clients with the use of hair tissue mineral analysis. But I've actually learned so much about the mineral system and how, you know, the mineral piece works inside our bodies, that it's really can be done. There are things that can be done even without this test in hand, in a more balanced, way. Okay. So today I'm just going to expound on what mineral balancing exactly is in case you ever wondered. So holistic mineral balancing is essentially a way to help guide the whole system of the human body to, you know, to restore it. It's an approach to bring back health through understanding, first and foremost, the mineral system of the body. And one of the big ways that we do that is obviously through the use of the tissue mineral analysis, because it meets the human being right where they are at in the moment. So they get to see their unique body chemistry. And then, you know, we can take an approach that's appropriate for that person based on, you know, their history. A lot of things impact this. So we have to understand like your whole health history, look at the mineral system now, what it's showing us now, what you're dealing with now. We may have some fires to put out, but it, generally speaking, it is a very balanced approach to the whole body with a high emphasis on the mineral piece of the health puzzle. It does not exclude other aspects. It's just really taking the mineral piece as the kind of like the I don't know, the framework, if you will. It's not just about minerals alone. It recognizes that, you know, minerals really run the human physiology, our human physiology. They run the show. They, you know, they ignite our cells to function properly and everything else. And so it's really honestly crucial to address the mineral piece from the start, so that the whole body's functioning can begin to be recovered and optimized. So that's really the biggest, broadest way I can state it. And it is not replacement therapy. We have this we're still stuck on I heard, you know, zinc deficiency shows up in these 20 symptoms and I have 18 of them. So therefore I must be zinc deficient. So I have to restore my zinc levels. So I'm going to go take a bunch of zinc. Okay. That's like the kind of the replacement mindset that we have, but we have to stop doing that. We absolutely must stop thinking like that because we are taking one piece and trying to fix it by itself with itself. And that is not how our biochemistry works. Nature is way more complex and beautiful and smart. And it's not isolationistic. I just made that word up, I think. But you guys feel me, right? So we're really about looking at a person's entire biochemistry, what the body is revealing at the time, to create a plan that meets that individual's biochemistry right where they are at in their journey. And so it's really holistic. It takes a whole person approach. So I am looking at every aspect of a person's life. I am looking at all the systems and nature's ways, you know, our circadian rhythm, our infradian rhythm as women, our, you know, just all these moving parts can come together into a plan that honors our whole self and how we kind of live in the day to day. Okay. So the really, really big goal of mineral balancing is to increase your cells' ability to make energy. And by balancing your body's mineral levels, you really can increase your energy in your entire system. Because when your cells are healthy, so are you. And also really quick to note, in light of the times we are in, viruses don't activate when cells are replete with minerals. I'm just saying. So any health issue that someone has is definitely going to be connected to many mineral deficiencies and mineral imbalances, as well as excesses, toxicities. And so this has been going on for at least the last 80 plus years. We know about it based on, you know, this whole Senate hearing back in 1936. So obviously it started prior to that, where they recognized that the soil was depleted and they were trying to get something to be done about it. And nothing thorough was ever done to this day. Now, I think people are onto this, and there are many people working on remineralizing the soil, but it's only done on a small scale here and there. So it's not done on a mass scale. And so the majority of us are looking to purchase our food, from larger corporations and companies, and even small scale farms and such, you know, haven't been able to effectively remineralize the soil. So we're dealing with this for a long time, and it's just increasing into more of, we're just degenerating. I know nobody wants to hear this, but once we hear it and realize it, we can say, okay, well, this is the reality. Let's take a look and let's do something about it, because ignorance is not bliss. when it comes to this. We have plenty of information to know that this is the case. So if we want to recover our health and have, you know, personal health sovereignty, we've got to address this, right? So every generation that comes along, you know, when we're in this kind of state of the way the food and water supply is, not to mention all the toxicities we've got currently been exposed to, we have these congenital deficiencies and imbalances that just get passed on and missed from mother to child. So I heard somewhere along the way, and I don't know if this is like 100% proven, but it's general enough to make sense, an intuitive sense, is that every mother passes along to her baby a percentage of her current mineral reserves, whatever they might be, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Okay. And it's about a 10% amount. So let's say, I have four kids. So I did not know this when I was having my kids. I knew very little about nutrition at that time. I was only just a baby at learning nutrition when I got pregnant the first time. So I did the best with what I had at the time. But it wasn't until after I had all my kids that I did the deep dive into the mineral balance world to realize, okay, so each one of my kids that came along got less and less and less because I became more and more depleted. So that's the general concept I want you guys to have a takeaway about, because it's important that we understand this, because it's not just, you know, our individual health that matters here, right? It is the future as well. So it also is showing up in kids more and more. Obviously, we have a lot of things going on with our kids' health, and, you know, we see them struggle a little more than we did. So it's just becoming more and more in front of us. And so if it's not addressed head on, it's just going to continue. Okay. So mineral deficiencies are known to drive chronic diseases, and all diseases can be traced back to mineral deficiencies and imbalances. Like, you can go and figure this out. And allopathic medicine ignores this entirely. It ignores it entirely. All right. So you are not going to get this dealt with if you are reliant upon only an allopathic path. It's not a preventative, corrective approach to health. It is urgent care based only, and it's also incredibly corrupt. So we have got to take our faith out of it. We have got to deconstruct a lot of what we've learned and heard and reconstruct and, you know, take our learning into our own hands and realize we're not going to get properly educated about this by any entity other than ourselves. Okay. That said, every chemical reaction in the human body is driven by minerals. They help us with energy production. If that's all you knew, you know, it would be enough. And so much more. So no matter what somebody's health condition is, bringing the minerals back on board in a balanced way is going to help the body to, you know, rebalance, to stabilize itself, to deal with chronic issues, as well as to avoid and prevent future dis-ease. And just, you know, today, 2021, more than ever, we've got a lot contending against our ability to get the minerals in the first place, to absorb the minerals, to assimilate the minerals. And then we've got all these things that are now competing with the minerals that we do get. So this applies to everyone. Everyone, no one is exempt. Okay. There's a lot. I could go on and on. We could have a summit and be hanging out for days and days and days and days. And we would never completely cover this topic. So the thing I really want to relay is that it is a longer term corrective path, mineral balancing. It's nothing like the allopathic mindset of like, tell me what's wrong with me exactly. Give me a name for it so I can go and do an exact thing to fix it as soon as possible. Like, you know, the whole mindset of like, take a pill for an ill, or, oh, this organ isn't working so great, let's just remove it. Or, oh, you know, your back keeps hurting, well, let's just do surgery. You know, it is exacerbating the corrective path first and foremost before an invasive, non-holistic approach is taken. Okay. So it's not here to say you might not ever need those things, but it is here to say, listen, there's a lot you can do to recover your health without those modalities. So mineral balancing then also incorporates an approach to supplementation that takes away the guesswork, or it takes away the usage of supplements as symptom placator, so to speak. So I go to a local health food store. They have a few things that I can't get anywhere else. And, you know, every time I'm near the supplement aisle, I overhear conversations of somebody coming in and saying, I'm looking for this specific pill because I read it helps with X symptom that I'm having. And so it's almost like a replacement for the medicine aisle, right? Is what people are doing. They're looking to supplements as a replacement, like a Band-Aid, if you will. Now, it is a step into a better direction, but it's still missing the fact that this isn't how nature originally intended us to get our nutrition. And we are so far removed from that, that we don't really comprehend this yet. So mineral balancing is nothing like getting a test for one marker and only focusing on fixing one marker. So I'll give you a couple examples because this is still really commonplace practice, such as, you know, vitamin D, stored vitamin D only, right? We hear about this nonstop, but it's missing the whole picture. It's missing mineral cofactors. It's missing active vitamin D. Is missing so much. Same is true for iron. Even though, you know, we're testing stored and serum, you know, it's missing all the nuance around how many things are involved in iron metabolism. You know, we go and we get our CBCs and we see, oh, my B12 is off, so I got B12 injections. And you know, all these things, it's just missing the entire picture. It's just picking one thing, you know, that we see wrong or off and trying to treat it apart from the systemic way the body works. Now, we really do need to supplement today because it's impossible to get all of our minerals from water and food the way it currently is. But we don't want to be haphazard about this because every mineral impacts every other mineral, and every mineral has a connection to other vitamins. They're pretty much precursors to the vitamins working. So most people start taking vitamins first, not realizing this. And it's like, well, you know, you could be saving some money if you started with the mineral piece, and maybe, you know, prioritize that and the vitamins will work better. Same thing is true with hormones. You know, the minerals precede the hormones being made and created and functioning. We need minerals in place to create our hormones. We need minerals in place to have very specific enzyme reactions function properly in the body. Oh my goodness. So, you know, if we single out the minerals and supplement to fix a single mineral deficiency, this is missing a lot. And it's not how the body works. It's not how our systems work. Now, taking a multi-mineral is the next question people ask once I say this. And it's not going to cut the mustard either. In theory, that option would be great and so easy. And it's something that I did for many, many years myself because I didn't know what else to do until I started diving into this work. it's just not going to be a thorough approach. Doesn't mean it's a bad idea. It just isn't going to meet your current imbalances and be able to address your current deficiencies. So it's not a thorough long-term corrective approach. It could be a nice way to get some minerals in, which there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, though, unfortunately, many multi-mineral formulations can be quite imbalanced between the minerals. There can be too much calcium to magnesium. There's often added iron. The forms might not always be good. There are some decent ones out there that are pretty balanced, but none of them could ever address the individual biochemistry, aka someone's specific mineral balances, someone's specific mineral deficiencies, someone's specific mineral excesses. And it's not going to address as well the other information that we need to have working with the mineral pieces, like your digestion. Can you actually break down these things and actually assimilate and absorb and hang on to them? You know, how are you burning up your minerals with the way that your life is? What's going on in your life and in your health and in your world that's, you know, making it so you drain them right back out instead of store them? How do you actually hang on to these minerals? How do you really do this? So I do think everyone can benefit from some basic mineral concepts and support even without the testing. Like, you know, how do we drink water today? It's important to understand how our body processes water, what it needs to be in the water, mineral-rich water. You know, how can we get our macro minerals and micro minerals through our food? How can we support our digestion so that we are actually assimilating these minerals that we are getting in our food? What general amounts do we kind of need overall? How can we then improve our metabolism, you know, and so on and so forth? How can we gently support detox so that, you know, we are staying in a state of building up our health versus always having to, you know, compete with the myriad of toxins that we're dealing with. Now, if you look at the mineral wheel, there's actually a mineral wheel for minerals. There's a mineral wheel that shows mineral and vitamin interactions. There's a mineral wheel that shows mineral and hormone reactions. There's a mineral wheel that shows minerals and enzyme reactions. And it's really cool, but it's kind of complicated. So we don't want to just be haphazard about this. There's lots of steps you can do without, you know, diving into the testing just yet. I've shared as many great resources as I can. But the way that I've dealt with this piece specifically is by creating my program, Remineralize. Remineralize is the basics that anyone can implement without a test. I'm covering the whole picture, the whole person approach, so that you can get started remineralizing your body. It's not an overnight affair. And that's a program you can join anytime, go at your own pace, ask questions. So definitely check that out if you're thinking you're not quite ready for testing and you just kind of want to see what this is all about and get your learn on. And then the HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis, is the customized way to go so that you can see your current biochemistry and then know, you know, okay, well, what do I need to be doing? Like, I don't even know, like, how do I get started with this? And you'll be able to look at all the basics for, health that you can address now based on what your test is showing. And I do have spots available next month. So if that's of intrigue to you, just reach out and let me know or go to my website and check out Work With Me. I do include an entire online program for my clients because I want you to be in the driver's seat of your own health. I want you to learn. I want you to know these things so that you take them through you with life and share them with your children and your partners. So there's a, that's, you know, a pretty good deep dive in. It's not the same content as what I teach in Remineralize. It's a little different. So that's as a part of my HTMA client, consultations is you get an entire online course. The other option that is available is my HTMA practitioner jumpstart. This is for holistic practitioners who want to learn how to get started with this amazing functional test in their practice, teach you how to get, you know, get your account set up, you know, how to help people start remineralizing before they even get their results back, how to read the test, how to create protocols. All the nuances, lots of case studies. There's information in my Work With Me link on my website. And the next live group starts in May. You can join anytime you want. I only do it live a couple times a year. So those are the actual deeper ways that I can support people who really want to go further with mineral balancing. But, you know, stick around and listen to, you know, the podcast and check out my free resources. And whenever you're ready, I'm here with these ways to support you. So I hope you found this helpful. I hope you're more clear on how powerful mineral balancing really can be. If you still have questions, I'd love to hear them because I want to, you know, I want to address them. I want to share more and expound so we can really feel confident and clear on what this modality really can do for us in our health, in our life. I really do think that it should be part of everyone's healing journey. And because it's just so vast and amazing to see inside of the body through the mineral lens of things. It's really cool. All right. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to A Joy to Be Me. I will see you on the next episode. Please share this episode, tell a friend, or tag me on Instagram at LydiaJoyMe. And if you like the show, rate or review, 5 stars are great, on whatever platform you are listening, Google Play, iTunes, just leave a comment there. It totally helps me out. I appreciate you.